The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up on Life Today, Lorenzo and Molly Sewell share how they met and the amazing journey God had planned for them.
Lord, we're putting it in your hands at this point. Use us however you will. And even if that means living out of the trunk of our car, and God literally did that. He took us from being homeless to now being very philanthropic in the work that we do for him. And it's a great honor. It's an absolutely great honor.
Welcome to Life Today. Just thrilled that you're joining us. Betty and I counted a privilege to be able to knock on the door of your home or wherever you're watching and share life, the life of God and the love of God. And we introduced you to Lorenzo Sewell from Detroit, Michigan, 180 Church. And he's just got a double portion anointing. And now we have his wife. And you know how you all have watched me preach and listen. And then you met Betty. And then you just began to say, well, I just wish James would just be quiet and just let you talk. And she's saying, don't ask me. No. But we're a team, and we love you. I mean, if you were sitting here, you say you don't know the mess we're in. Mm-hmm. Well, we would love you in the mess and out of the mess. Mm-hmm. We would want to get the loving arms of God around you every way we could. You could not disappoint us. You know, it's... I felt like God said this to me. I said, do I disappoint you? He said, no, but oftentimes I'm disappointed for you. Mm. You don't disappoint me. I get disappointed for you. Because when you're not in the center of my will, you're missing so much of life and all the blessings it has to offer you and offer through you, which is exciting. When I literally met on television, listening to him pray during the inauguration, the heavens down. I wanted to meet him, and I brought him here. And Lorenzo, did you enjoy coming here to Life Today?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, it was such a prophetic time, a time where I felt God ordained. We had a schedule. We had a plan, something that we wanted to do. But as I was able to sit here with you and Betty, the Lord just shifted it. I call it a divine curveball. And it was amazing. And it meant so much to me. When I was in the airport, I was talking to my wife, and you feel as if you've come off the mountaintop, so to speak, that Mount Sinai experience. And I wanted to do everything we could to make sure we could receive your invitation for her to be able to come today.
Are you glad to be here?
Absolutely. Holy Ghost happy, as my husband would say.
Did he come home really happy? He had had an encounter with God in some special way?
Very encouraged by the time that he was here with you all, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we all had troubled childhoods. Betty had a nearest to normal childhood of Annie going to church every week, you know, mm-hmm. and having a mother and a father and not divided family and so forth. But you know, you're married to Sewell. I want you to tell our viewers a little bit about your journey, because you are a beautiful, amazing person.
Thank you.
And the fact that the two of you are together in supernatural unity, uh-huh. and I believe supernatural gifting, I think you're going to help get God's arms around the world.
Amen.
And I make it clear that the only way we get God's arms around the world is for the church to put God's arms around
Amen.
The world. And I think you're going to be a big part of that. So would you tell our viewers a little bit about your background?
Sure. Well, thank you for having us. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. So I was born in South Korea, in Incheon, which is a little suburb outside of Seoul. And my mother was unable to take care of us. So the entire life that I had known, it was our grandmother that took care of me and my brother. And then when she was unable to physically do so, she gave us up for adoption. So that was a story I was told my entire life, all the way up until just recently. So I was adopted when I was 4, and my brother was 5. We're blood siblings. Adopted into Grosse Pointe, Michigan. And so I was one of 4 different Asians, 2 of them which were myself and my brother, and everybody else was adopted. And so what I normally tell people when they ask me my nationality is I'm 100% Korean, I'm 50% Irish, and I'm 50% Jewish. So it always sparks the conversation of, well, how did that become? Well, my mom was Jewish when she ended up having us dedicated, because we grew up in a Lutheran mm-hmm. church. She basically became a Messianic Jew. And my dad, he is also adopted of Irish descent. And his mom is also adopted. So we have a very colorful family tree. So growing up in Grosse Pointe, very secluded. I was told not to go past Mack Avenue. I mean, it was a bubble. So very rarely would I ever go into Detroit. Well, fast forward years and years later, I ended up working at a place in Greektown called Fishbones. And there was a gentleman that was sitting in this quiet little booth with another person. It was Lorenzo and his father. I thought that they were actually a couple because in Detroit, there are a lot of interesting couples. So I go over to the table, and his dad says, well, you're cute. I think you'd be really good for my son. He is so shy. He never does this kind of thing. Now, at this point, I was far away from the Lord. We end up hanging out, and a few hours go by. So we're at a bar down the street, putting shots back. Well, after that night, we have been inseparable. A week after meeting, he was down on one knee asking for me to marry him. And I'm like, I don't know your last name or even how to pronounce it, so let's keep it moving. All right, like, we're going to do this thing. We were actually trying to move to Vegas. This was in December of that year. I ended up getting pregnant with Isabella. Okay, now, our lives are not perfect by any means. I get pregnant with Isabella, and he says, I really want us to get married before we have this baby. This would mean a tremendous deal to me to do that. And I said, you know, marriage is really, I mean, this is something that I really hold dear to my heart. Once I'm married, I'm married. Like, we're not getting a divorce. We're not separating. Like, we're locked in. And so chose still not to get married, had Isabella. 6 months later, I get pregnant with Elijah. Oh, my God. And I was like, obviously, I'm not going anywhere. Neither are you. So we ended up doing it. Had the smallest little wedding, but it was the most impactful for us because it wasn't about money. It wasn't about this big, huge wedding that we needed to do. It was just a firm commitment that we were saying, you know what, this, we're bringing God into it. And this is what it is, right? So I was telling the people in the back about the story. So that's why I was tearing up. But to see the way that God moves, he took me from halfway around the world. You know, he took him from just impoverished areas in Detroit. And to see the way that God put us together. So when you hear stories and people doing things for the Lord, I mean, I am just a living testament of it. I would never have thought that this would have happened, you know, and the way that it has, it is, it's just been truly, truly amazing. So I'm just, I mean, just really, really thankful that my mom brought us to the church when she did. The fact that, you know, we had both had previous relationships and just knowing, like, Lord, we're putting it in your hands at this point. Use us however you will. And even if that means living out of the trunk of our car. And God literally did that. And he took us from being homeless to now being very philanthropic in the work that we do for him. And it's just, it's a great honor. It's an absolutely great honor.
I think you're absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And I think that everybody can see not just a tender heart, but they see a lot of love that's bigger than you. And it is God's love.
Amen. Yeah.
And the two of you have been brought together supernaturally out of a background that didn't seem conducive for where you are.
Yeah.
And now you're able to reach out and put God's arms around people that most people wouldn't even reach out to, notice, or talk to. You're really touching the least of these.
Yeah.
And that's huge. I know Matthew 25 has captured your heart, as it has mine, and it has our viewers. And that's to not overlook the overlooked, the forgotten, the downtrodden, the least of these, because that somehow blesses Jesus more than anything that's done by any part of his family. And do you feel like you all are going to be putting his arms around those who feel like they're the least of these?
Absolutely. He did it for me first. Why wouldn't I not be able to share that?
Do you feel like God's going to carry you all together in a supernatural way?
Well, you know, when I think about our story and I think about how it gives God glory, you never want to forget where you came from.
Yeah.
Regardless if you're praying for a president or you're feeding the most impoverished people around the world or right in your own community, you always remember your testimony. The revelation reminds us we overcome by the blood of the Lamb in the word of our testimony. And what anchors me is her always reminding me that it was because of a prayer. I prayed the night before I met her. I said, God, I don't want to live this way anymore. The Bible says he's married to the backslider. I said, God, I don't want to live a backslidden life anymore. The next woman I meet, I want to marry. And lo and behold, the next day.
How many years ago was that?
Well, we've been together 19 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about 61, 62?
Amazing.
That's awesome.
God's a big God.
Yes.
He can do miracles, and does them all over the world, and that's what he's going to do with you. I'm confident, and this is where I hope you'll really begin to pray for this beautiful couple. I also believe that it'd be very important for you to pray about supporting them. And we're giving you information. You'll see it there on the screen. You can ask for it in the prayer center. But send them a gift to help them put God's arms around the Overlook. They're doing that right now. And without even knowing what they were doing, God told me to send them a nice gift. And it was a sense of great encouragement from God, what I was led to do.
Oh, it was amazing. It helped us fulfill our mission. Molly and I have learned by serving the least of these, we've learned that transportation, housing, education, and healing medical, mental, and dental illnesses, T-H-E-M. Jesus said, whatever you do for the least of these, my brothers, you do for me. So we learned this. And the gift that Life Today have sent us to us, to our ministry, it allows us to be able to do it in extraordinary ways because people, they need to see Jesus before they see Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, people need to be able to see it. And Molly and I remember when she lost one of our children. I remember. And when that happened, she was on her deathbed. But the power of prayer, it was the power of prayer. They had her sign the rites over. They said, you've lost too much blood. But we continued to pray. And she dedicated her life to the ministry. She had already dedicated. She knew Christ before I did. It was through an evangelist on TV, prayer preacher on TV that actually. It was a TV preacher.
Yeah.
Led her to the Lord, 16 years old.
Yeah.
But it was when she lost one of our babies. She was on her deathbed. She said, God, I just want to give it all over to you. Yeah, yeah. And that's when our ministry took off. We became in total unity together to serve the least of these. So thank you so much for the gift and the partnership that we see God doing in the future.
Well, it'll be unbreakable, inseparable, and our viewers are going to be praying for you, and we're going to be looking at all the ways we can put God's arms around the broken world together. Betty, what do you feel about this beautiful couple?
Well, their testimonies are beautiful. And, you know, I just get so amazed at the different things that God delivers people from, you know, in their lives. You may think that you have something unique in your life and that God can't help you. He can help you.
Yeah.
He wants to help you.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at our lives, like James said, I came up from a pretty basic, stable family, you know, good family. I was a good person. That's all I cared about was being good.
Mm.
And yet I was afraid of God. I thought if I did something wrong, God was going to get me. Until God sent this young man into my life, a boy that had no training as growing up as a Christian at all, so opposite of what I was.
Mm.
And yet he took this young man and so transformed him that it affected me. Mm. And when he talked about Jesus being real to him, I turned to him and I said, he's never been real to me like that.
Wow.
I want that. And so that night, I accepted Jesus for the first time.
Wow.
And when I went to church, I told my pastor, he said, you're already a Christian. Well, you're the best girl in our church. I said, I don't know how good, why you think I'm the best girl, but I don't know Jesus. And right here on my knees, I accept him.
Wow.
And you know, you can have that good quality in your life, but you've got to have Jesus too. He has to be first. And then it gets better and better.
Yes.
He walks us through all our challenges and brings us up every day after day after day.
Yeah.
Mm. We're imperfect, but He created us and He has the best in mind for you. So if you feel like you don't have anything to live for, to care about, just look at all four of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God brought us up. He raised us up. And He wants to do that for you, too.
He wants to use us as a team, but He wants to use all of us, you watching, as a team. Any team that wins, anything that wins, from marriage, business, sports, you have to have a commitment to one another and respect. You have to have that in order to win. And you have to become like a family. well, here's a family. Mm-hmm. Here's the kind of family the Father heard prayed for by many and by His Son, Jesus, mm-hmm. that the family would look like the Father. And the church should look like Jesus. And that's what we're trying to inspire. The four of us are going to spend the rest of our lives seeking to inspire yes. the church to look like Jesus, mm-hmm. the family to look like the Father, and get the Father's loving arms around the world. Thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to bless couples like this so that they can bless couples literally by the millions. And they will. You will.
Amen.
And we're going to stay real close to Him and real close to one another. And again, His address is there where you can see it. If you want to just send a gift to help them with the outreach they've started in the Detroit area that can spread all over America. I mean, it really can. Like one of the greatest outpourings of His blessings we've ever witnessed.
Yes, God.
And boy, we need it. And the stage is set for it right now. I want both of you to know it's a joy to be family with you.
Thank you.
We have enjoyed the great peace of God putting His arms around people that were dying, starving. Mm-hmm. People had contaminated water, dying. And we have been giving them the answer, not only the water or the food, but the water of life and the truth of life and the joy of life. Well, right now, we're in our mission feeding, and we've got 350,000 hungry, starving children and families located. And we need a miracle of support. $30, $50, $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children. And please listen as you hear the Father's heart through our mission director right there where there's so much starvation and pain. And we have the answer. Listen closely.
So I'm here with Luciana in a village in Angola. She's a grandmother who has 3 children. And she had 4 of her grandchildren living with her. And just this last year, within weeks of each other, 3 of them passed away. 3 of them passed away because there was not enough food. That's unimaginable. You can see behind me, there's no crops. They've all failed. Angola's in one of the worst droughts it's ever been in. Mission feeding coming to this village will change the lives of children. It'll give them the opportunity to get an education, to be well enough to even understand and to remember the things they're learning. There are grandmothers all over Africa crying out to God that He would save their grandbabies. Life Outreach is here. And we're going to stay here as long as our friends help us. We're asking you to be generous, to be caring, to be loving, to be godly. This is what it means to be a Christian, is to care. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. It's so simple.
Wow. Betty, you remember us watching little graves like this being dug. One of the early trips into Angola. And I went back the next time we were there to that cemetery, and then there were hundreds. And began to look, I would see a little toy, maybe a piece of clothing that belonged to a child. I remember seeing a jar with a little baby's picture in it. And that was their marker. It just nearly killed me. And I said, Betty, we have to stop this. And boy, did we ever. When I say we, I'm talking about you. Because when I showed you those little graves, those little markers, you cared. And you reached out and put God's arms around a big world, hundreds of thousands. We have fed as many as 1 million a day in some of the most crisis situation times. Right now, we've got 350,000 located that are starving. You know, we have 30 grandchildren. They're all, most of them young, the great-grandchildren. And they're 10 and under, many of them under 4. But they're just precious. Those children starve to death like that. Precious to the grandparents, to the parents, to the family. And they die. And they're in a grave like that. I remember us going back to that same area where we had stabilized it. There were now more than 10,000 graves that you could see that started with those few we watched. But now then we're watching hundreds of children singing praises to Jesus. They were going to school because we've asked you to help us feed them at the school, to get them to go to school. And they do, and they're learning. And they just look so beautiful. Betty, have you ever seen anything more supernaturally amazing than what God's love does through people like that? And they give food to the starving, and their whole life is turned around.
You know what I love about it is to see their smiles. It doesn't take much. Just give them some food for their tummies. You know, I heard that grandmother's heart. She said, I pray that my grandchildren that are still alive have something to eat the next day. And I thought, I have all these grandchildren and these great-grandchildren. I never have to pray for them to have food. They have plenty. I pray for other things in their lives. But the simple fact is that grandmother does not want her children to die. She wants to be able to bless them and to enjoy them and to watch them grow up just as we do our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So please join with us. Let's put smiles on their faces. How about it?
I want it for your grandchildren and great-grandchildren and those you love. But yes, like Betty said, I want it for those children, for those grandparents, for the mother and dad, for everybody in their little village to have the opportunity for life, not only from the food and the nourishment, but learning about God. When you see God's love in action, it's very simple to point to the God that gives that love and pours it out through people like you. Would you right now go and get your checkbook? Would you go and get your bank card to help us save those children's lives, $30, $50, or $100? Literally, will enable us to feed 3, 5, or 10 children. Would you do that? Could you give $1,000? Could you feed 100 children? Would you take that bank card and use it like a check and go online or call that number? And make the largest gift you can know we can possibly make, knowing this. I'm giving the greatest gift there is. I'm giving life. And the missionaries are going to point to the source of all life that flows love through us toward those precious people. Would you do it right now? Please reach out and put God's arms around those who are starving. And we do have the answer.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation to help you live your best life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request your health and wellness bundle. This 3-book set includes natural remedies as well as essential fasting, a simple eating strategy to accelerate weight loss, crush cravings, and reverse aging, and the probiotic diet that gives effective strategies to improve digestion, boost brain health, and supercharge your immune system. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, and for over two decades, my wife Nikki and I have been supporting the Ministries of Life. With any gift to Mission Feeding, you will transform the lives of 350,000 children in Africa by giving them nutritious food and a hope for the future. With your gift, you'll receive a powerful wellness bundle which can bring the power of health and nutrition into your own home. Transform the lives of thousands and your own family. Do it today.
This is the Mission Feeding Program in action, where you're giving nourishment to children who have come to school. So we're giving them an education, we're getting them in the schools. When we come into an area like this, we take them from a state of malnourishment and listlessness and hopelessness, and we give them a future. We give them life through a simple bowl of soup. The only question is there enough soup in this pot for this line? We're confident that there is today, but beyond the end of this line, there are other villages. There are other children who need a bowl of soup just like this. Will you extend this line? Will you give food to a child today? I hope you'll join us. You really can make a difference. Go to the phone, go online, give the best gift you can, because Mission Feeding saves lives.
You know, Betty, I feel like we're gonna have a great response today. You know, you may only be able to give $30, but sure will mean a lot to three.
Yes.
Whatever you can do. By the way, here are some natural remedies to help you with your health, and some incredible teachings on diet and health, because we want to bless you. We want to bless your health. Thank you for sharing the life and love of God. Betty and I want to say thanks to our guests. I feel like it's a team member now. The you know, the Sewells from Detroit, Michigan, down here with all these Texas folks. But we feel like we're family, don't we?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You think we can together help get God's arms around the world?
Absolutely.
That he gave his son to die for?
Absolutely.
You think we're going to see some great things happen?
For such a time as this, we believe that God is going to be moving on people's hearts, all for his glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
We're going to get his arms around a lot of people.
Amen.
I sure do wish our country would let him put his arms around us as a nation, so we could put America's arms representing God's love around people all over this world. We can do it together. Thanks so much for watching Life Today, and thanks for sharing life.
Health expert Jordan Rubin describes his journey to healing through natural remedies in God's creation and helps you find healing as well tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.